All right. Hi, everyone. I can't say good morning because she already said it. What I want to do this morning is I do want to take a couple minutes, and this is something that is very, very important to me. And in the past, what we've done is each year before youth group starts for a new year, we have something we call a parents meeting for anyone that's involved or has a student in youth ministry. But really, that's a hard thing because a lot of people make plans after church on a Sunday morning, so we just decided to move it to everyone. Okay, so I really want to take a couple minutes and talk about the reason that we have a youth ministry here at Pine Grove Community Church. And like Vicky said, the reason is not because we want to keep the kids off the streets. People actually ask me if that's the reason that we have youth group. And it's hard not to laugh and be like, what? No, our youth group is not about providing some sort of babysitting or some kind of Christian club where we all like sit around and talk about how great we are and how sad the world is. That's so not what youth group is about. We started a youth ministry because we see two incredible needs, two big problems in the world. And the first is that all around us we see lost and dying people who need the love of the Savior Jesus Christ. Does anyone agree with that? And our hearts are broken by that. I'm serious. The longer I live with the Lord, the more I feel overwhelmed at the need of the world around us. And not just the need. We see a powerful enemy who is working hard with all his might to dilute the word of God and distract the faithful believers. We see him targeting mostly the needy, the helpless, and the young. And we hate him for that. What a terrible, terrible foe we have in this spiritual war, whose main priority is to destroy the innocence of children, to destroy the witness and the integrity of the examples, and to so corrupt and dilute the word of God into making believers feel like they're okay when they're not okay. What a destructive thing. And also the second thing we see, and that fits right into the first one, we see believers that are drowning in the cultural current of our society. Drowning. A couple years ago, it was actually 10 years ago now, they did this big study in National Youth and Religion that said some really interesting results in the U.S. About 61% then, 61% of Americans say that religion is losing influence in the world. 80% of people said that they knew someone who identified as a Christian. 8 out of 10 people said that they knew a Christian, and only 15% of them said that that person seemed any different than anyone else. That is devastating. Because the word Christian, the people who are identified with God, are not acting any differently. They're not being transformed by his word into the examples that God made us to be. That's the primary vehicle of making disciples in the world, is people who belong to God representing him to the people around them. And we see that that's just not happening effectively. And honestly, I am here, Abby and I are here, and our team of 14 highly trained, highly motivated volunteers are here because we can't sit by and do nothing. These needs are too big. We have to do something. This is why we decided to start what we feel is the most effective way to accomplish the needs and to meet to promote the goodness and love of Jesus Christ to students specifically, and we call it the circle. This is not about any kind of, hey, we are a church, so we have to like have something for the youth. It's really not about that. This is the purpose of our youth ministry, which we call the circle. The purpose is, for those of you that are like business-minded people, this is like our vision statement, our purpose. Our vision statement is to grow spiritually healthy, equipped, confident, and knowledgeable believers. Healthy, equipped, confident, and knowledgeable believers. That's a person who has a foundation that's unshakable because our foundation is unshakable. And the way we accomplish that is by basically four things, that all of our ministry is defined and informed by these things. We want to create a refuge to provide inspiration, motivation, and encouragement. Part of our goal is to have a place that people can fit, even if they don't fit anywhere else. So we work so hard, and the bar is so high that when a student walks into our youth group, we do everything in our power to make them feel like they can be themselves. Because they can. We want to be a place that represents the love of Christ in a real and dynamic way to provide inspiration and motivation and so much encouragement. We also want to foster positive peer pressure. And what I mean by that is that I would like our youth group, when you walk through the doors on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, to be maybe one of the last places in their lives where it's good to be good. That's so important for the growth and maturity of all of us. Absolutely. And the third one is we exist to provide positive life skill training. And we see this as a real need in the world. What do I mean by life skill training? I mean things like how to save money, how to have a conversation with somebody that you don't know, how to be polite. I'm talking about practical life skills, because spiritual life is not divorced from real life. They're the same. And a spiritual, mature, and equipped young man or woman has to have the skills to apply the spiritual principles, not just to create this spiritual bubble that grows within something that doesn't have any context. We, our job, and it's not some sort of holistic thing we're trying to grow the whole person, but we see that there is a need for positive and impactful life skills, like things like work ethic. Anybody agree? And the last thing, in doing all those things, our hope is to be a catalyst for spiritual change in the world. That means that our ministry is not primarily about evangelism, okay? We believe that the truth is what sets people free, that the truth is what draws people unto the Lord. Not some sort of, not flash, not fun, some kind of music, video games. I don't know why I did that. Video games. We believe that the truth is what changes people's hearts. That's our purpose. And I want to go through this real quickly, but I just want to go through a little bit of what we actually do on a Tuesday and Wednesday night. Because some of you might be parents that have students in youth group, and when you drop them off, it seems like chaos. And when you pick them up, it seems like chaos. And it sort of makes sense to think, is the whole thing chaos? It's really not. Well, I just want to go really quickly through what we do and why. When your students first arrive at youth group, which is in that building on a Tuesday and Wednesday night, the first thing we do is we have a breaking the ice time, okay? This is about getting to know each other, talking, having fun, and then we get together, and each evening we do a game, and the game is not about like some sort of recreation or exercise. Games have a really good way of pulling people together, breaking down walls, and building common bonds. Camaraderie is community, okay? Shared purpose and stories are so important. And I just want to say, too, that you might hear stories about some of the games we play, because they're pretty weird. And the reason that we do that is because we found, and this is like behind the curtain, we found something really true in life. In youth ministry, if we design the games so that the guys will like them, the girls will come too. And that's really cool. And that's nothing about, I mean, like, we have a lot of girls who love to compete and are very community-driven in that way. And that's fantastic. So we play games that are more on the rough side, for the sake of the gospel, not just because, you know, like, and honestly, in the last 6 or 7 years now, we've had a really good track record with injuries, which all is so to the credit of the Lord. So, anyways, so that's our game time. And honestly, the focus of our entire evening is the lesson. This is my life's work. And I put all of my effort into the lessons that we teach. And it is very obvious to any student who comes, even one time, that the focus of our youth group is intentionally spiritual. Some of the lesson topics that we've taught over the past year and this coming year are things like the spiritual life of reality. We're talking about the nature of Satan and demons and the angels, their powers, their limitations. We're talking about the life of great men of faith in God like D.L. Moody and Hudson Taylor. We're talking about sexual intimacy and the issues of sin and freedom that define so much of our personalities and lives, even as adults. We're talking about effective friendships, developing godly standards for attraction as a student, The science of creation, the biblical mind is alive. There's no separation there. The biblical roles of true men and women, like we talked about 2 weeks ago or however long ago in church, we did that last year in youth group. We're covering really important stuff. And on the practical side, especially in senior high, we talk about dating and driving and dinner etiquette and money issues and how to pick a college and how to interact with people not your age and weird other really random important life skills. And then we get together and we have what we call our house groups. This is our small group community time that exists for one reason, spiritual community, okay? For people, students to get together who don't have any prior connection and over a long year build relationships that can result in fruitful spiritual work and sharing together. And mostly it's just about believers being together intentionally is really impactful. And then we're done. And then when you come to pick up your kids, they're all playing again. So there's a lot of substance has transpired between those two wildnesses. And that's what we do. That's our major tactic. We actually we have like four or five other parts of our ministry that don't happen quite so regularly, but I just want to walk through them really quick. The first one is outreaches. Every year we do an outreach, which is an event specifically designed to promote the gospel in an evangelistic way. And the whole way this works is if your students believe in this enough to invite people that they know. And this is where parents can be a big influence, because we've found, and this is probably largely because of technology, that students specifically don't form deep enough relationships with friends in order to feel comfortable enough to say, hey, come with me to something. I'll pick you up. And then we see that as a really big hindrance to the gospel. And so maybe it's time for some parents to say, who do you want to invite? Tell me, give me a list of people you care about who aren't saved. And we'll go drive around and pick them up. And if you get them here, we'll share the gospel really effectively. That's our outreach portion. Another thing we do that's really significant to us is retreats. We have two retreats a year for senior high and one in junior high. And these are like, we try to be spiritual milestones of growth. Not fluff, not like, yay, mountaintop, but like, this is real life. How can I make this a part of my soul, my habits? Retreats are so important. Speaking of retreats, in October is our first junior high retreat. So excited about that. We already have the whole thing planned, lessons and all, and we're really, really looking forward to it. And if you have a student that's going into sixth grade, they need to be there. Can I say, if you care about your children, they need to be there. Please don't like throw things at me or whatever. I mean, this is so important as a spiritual milestone in your life. We see people really change by those events. Another thing we do is we call ministry team. This is an optional part of youth group that I want to let you guys know about so you can consider whether your students are able or willing to do this. Ministry team is kind of like our version of leadership training. It's for students who say, I want to take these principles, these biblical skills that we're learning, and I want to see how I can put them into practice in real life applications. And we meet once a month at Abby and I's, at my and Abby's, however you say that, at our house. And we talk about things like how to share the gospel, how to have a conversation with somebody that you don't know, how to establish common ground in relationships. We talk about things like we sit around and we debrief every month how they're doing with the Lord in a very counselor setting to teach them, first of all, how to think and evaluate themselves spiritually. And then they have expectations of scripture memorization and a lot of really important stuff. That is for 7th through 12th grade. And that is something that we expect commitment to. We'll think of that as the level of a sports team. If you say you're going to do it, then you got to do it. It's not like, oh, I'm tired. Okay? We require some level of commitment to that. That's something that we really find incredibly valuable. And the other thing that we do is starting in October, we have a student breakfast basically every other week throughout the school year for anyone in the Pine Grove or homeschool community who can come at 6:30 in the morning over there to the other building, and we have breakfast. And then we drive everybody to Pine Grove who goes to school. And it's just a really fun time. And we also pray. And the goal of that is to promote a community of prayer and also just like togetherness. And I'll tell you what, I mean, like, it's really special to me to be the one that drops them all off, all the middle schoolers off at the door, and they're all, like, going in together as a team. I mean, do you want your kids to be part of a spiritual team in their school? Because they can be. Christians aren't just like naturally like, we're all best friends. You know, we might have souls in common, but that starts as about all we have in common. The rest has to be built and hard won through commitment, you know, just like any team becomes a team through practice. That's what youth group is about. Our role, me and my staff, we've committed our lives, and I'm not overstating it. We've committed our lives to serve and support you as a parent by helping you disciple your children. That means if you have insight into your students and what's going on there, you want to sit down and talk with us about parenting issues involving the experience that we've had with students, we are so open to that. And also, what we would look for from parents in this church, in this community, is for commitment. Consider youth group a spiritual necessity. Honestly, if you want your students to be positioned, not just to become spiritually mature, but to become spiritual anchors and beacons in our world, we're ready. We have the time, the space, the energy, and the curriculum to make that happen. What we need from parents is to say, hey, you're going. And I mean, like, this is not any kind of brag, and actually, we really appreciate it. This didn't, like, leave the room, because the last thing we want is for people to think that we're promoting ourselves. But within this family, we have about 100 students every week who attend our junior and senior high. And so it's not like we have, there's a group there that if you invite your neighbor or your granddaughter to come, it's not like she's going to walk into somebody's living room where there's like four people who've been together for the last 9 years. You know, that's what a lot of you knew as your youth group. A little bit different than that. But what we expect from what we would love to see parents, how we can work together, is for view youth group as important to your student and talk like it is. What we see is a lot of parents that say, yeah, your spiritual life is important, but sports are not more important. Nobody's saying that. That sports require more commitment. And so you get good at your sport and your spiritual life suffers. And that's like sort of like common sense. So we would love to see parents that are willing to say, my child's spiritual life is the most important thing. And everything else kind of fills in the gaps around that. Also, one of the things is that, like, in your communication with your student, use the same language as you would about other priorities that are equally important. And try to sign up for stuff in advance. That's also a big help. we're here to support you. We're learning. This is our 12th year of full-time student ministry. And I love it. I wouldn't want to do without it. I'm a husband and a father, and under those things, the purpose of my life is to pour out my life for your students between 6th through 12th grade. And we'd love to have the opportunity to do that. And we're not perfect, but we really, really have a good heart. So please, this Tuesday night, we start at 6:45. The times are weird to me. 7:30. It's in the bulletin. 7 to 8:45 on a Tuesday night and 6:45 to 8:30 on a Wednesday night. So we'd love to have your students there. And you're not welcome. But you can hear about it in the car on the way home. You know, ask good questions. That's really cool. So Abby, praise team, you guys can come up. Thank you for letting me rope you all into a parents' meeting. If you're like, this doesn't affect me at all, be like, find the nearest person that seems like they're in high school and just like invite them to come to youth group. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, we would really appreciate the support of our church in terms of prayer, because we view every night as a life-changing spiritual opportunity. And if you could stand behind us in that, that would be really awesome, you know? And when we get together with 60 high schoolers, some of them unsaved, some of them really wanting to follow the Lord, and a lot of them in the middle, and we talk about what the Bible says about issues like homosexuality and abortion and sex outside of marriage and the roles of men and women and the importance of memorization of Scripture, we know that the only way that that's going to be effective is if that our youth group is an iceberg. A lot of spiritual under the surface. And Tuesday night is just the visible, you know. And you guys can help us make that possible. So, thanks.